Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week my guest is Fee Mack from Radio 1 Extra. Fee is passionate about encouraging women into the broadcasting industry, and I wanted to talk with her about some of the barriers that women, and especially women of colour, face working in radio and audio. But first, let's hear Fee in action.
What's good? It's Fee Mack from Radio 1 Extra, and we are at the AIM Awards. Come along with me. Hey guys, I'm on the red carpet for 1 Extra at the MOBOs. Woo, woo,
woo. My name is Fee Mack. I'm a radio presenter, and my favourite way to rest is either literally sleeping or reading a really, really good fictional book. So one of my proudest achievements is getting my own show on Radio 1 Extra. It literally feels like a full circle moment, like, you know, being young and dreaming of being on a network and not knowing how to get there and finally getting there is like so crazy and so surreal.
In association with 1 Extra, if you feel the music, help us celebrate 50 years of hip hop!
Is it rude not to wish someone, you know, happy birthday after viewing their birthday story on socials? Kyra from Birmingham's got in touch and said, she's checking if they said it to her, and she might say it back if she likes them.
Let's start, Fee, with your story. Tell me how you got into the radio industry.
Oh my God, I started at university. Growing up, I loved music. I loved discovering it, finding out all the different music styles and genre out there. And whilst I was at uni, I was kind of in my like A&R phase. I was just discovering artists and thinking, oh my gosh, like everyone needs to know about them. And I just post it on like my Snapchat and be like, oh my God, guys, check out this artist. And then I found out there's like a station on campus, and I was like, this is great. This is just what I was looking for. I was really inspired by Selection Radio as well at the time. They used to play really eclectic sounds, and I wanted like my show to embody that, just to bring sounds from artists who are really underground, but were making really good music. And I guess that's where my story started, at CSRFM in Canterbury, just hoping that someone in Canterbury would hear my show and love the music I played. That was literally it.
And you were doing a business and French degree at the time.
I was. I had no clue what I wanted to do with my life. I was like, well, uni sounds like the next best thing. Let me just go and do that. I didn't quite know until my final year what I wanted to do after university. So I'd apply randomly for, you know, scholarships or whatever, like grad schemes.
Yeah.
My friends were applying at the time, knowing I absolutely did not want to work in an office. No aspirations to sit behind a desk. Well, not the desk that we use.
The other desks are great. Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, and then it wasn't until I started like finding out about the different local community stations in London and the schemes that they had and programs that they had, that once I started going there and attending those sessions, I was like, oh wow, this seems like really attainable. And I learned so much, met such a wonderful group of people as well, who I'm still friends with today, and we just support each other. And it was just having that sense of community that I guess really pushed me to keep going. Also doing some work with Westside Radio. So it was the station manager at Westside who actually discovered one of my shows from university and was like, hey, like, you sound like you have potential. Would you want to learn more? I was like, absolutely yes. I have no clue what I'm doing. I need the help. So that was really generous of Sonny, and being in that space, that community space, and my peers really working hard and seeing the opportunities they got afterwards. It was great. I needed that for sure. Just to see people who look like me doing it.
Yeah.
Made me feel like I can definitely do this as well.
And the French has come in handy, because that's a game on the show, isn't it? With the lyrics.
It is my French lyrics game. Yeah. You know, on radio, we're meant to like express ourselves and our personalities, and me being from Cameroon, so I speak French literally from my upbringing. It's just a nice way to bring a little bit of me to the show, and just seeing people engage with it as well is really nice. I'm like, wow, you guys really like this. And I feel like a French tutor on a Sunday morning, basically.
Nice. Every day's a school day. It's always good. It's always good.
It's true.
Now, encouraging women into the radio and audio industry is something you are passionate about. What are the main barriers do you think that women face?
Oh, that's a good question. I would definitely say one of the main barriers is not being taken seriously. We all have a voice and we all have a story to tell. And I feel like for a long time, it's changing now, but for a long time, it just felt like women's stories weren't important, or what they had to say isn't of importance. And that is definitely not the truth. You know, we have different backgrounds, we have different family histories, just different experiences in life that we can bring forth. And no woman is the same, and every person deserves to have their voice and their story heard, which is why I'm so passionate. Because for someone like me from a council estate in one of the most deprived boroughs in London, like, I'm technically not meant to be on stations like Radio One or One Extra, but me having the opportunity to be in those spaces, it makes sense for me to hold the door for the next girl who looks like me from a council estate, who has a passion and desire for music and broadcasting, to have that opportunity as well. It shouldn't just be for one person, it should be for everyone.
It's interesting you said someone like me shouldn't be on. What makes you say that? Is that because historically people like you haven't been? It's not that you shouldn't though, Fee.
You're right. You're actually right. Maybe it's just the way, yeah, historically, and what I saw growing up, the voices I heard growing up primarily on radio. It was only like the stations that had like primarily black music,
yeah,
that had presenters that looked like me. Those specialist stations, whereas, you know, other stations, there wasn't anyone that looked like me. And it's only now that we're seeing those kind of people, which is needed and it's necessary. But you're right, we should be. Just that sometimes the opportunities don't reach that far out for us.
We're talking about the barriers that women face. How much more are those barriers compounded when you're a woman of colour?
It's tough. It is really, really tough, because as a woman of colour, you might speak in a different way that people aren't generally used to hearing. Obviously, you look a different way, and those are barriers that should not be barriers, but it does make it really, really hard. Like, for example, a black girl might want to see herself on a particular station, but when she looks at the people at the station, they don't look like her. And it's like, well, maybe she doesn't belong there. But it's like, no, you do. Because they'll try to push you towards, like, stations where there's more people that look like you, or they play music that you should like or that you should be listening to. But it's like, no, just because I'm black does not mean I can't be here or do this or do that. So it's just that putting us in a box where necessarily we shouldn't be put in a box. Like, we have our own styles. We have our own experiences, our own journeys, our own interests. And they're not singular.
Thinking about these barriers, Fee, how do we, as women in the broadcasting industry, how do we help break them down?
We must first support one another. I think it's so important. I always get like messages and DMs of young aspiring radio broadcasters, and they're really nice and very lovely. But I always remind them, like, guys, you can definitely do it. Like, there is a space for you to take up. Don't feel like you have to hold yourself back. Don't feel like you can't support the person next to you, because you can all rise together. But I definitely feel like, yeah, lending a hand, giving advice, it could change someone's life and just like give them that light bulb moment, like, right, okay, there is a space for me. I can do this. It's possible.
I think talking about these things really helps as well, getting the message out there. And you speak a lot about this, about women in broadcasting and help women. You're going back to your old university, aren't you? Is that for International Women's Day?
It is. And it's so funny because International Women's Day is actually my birthday.
Oh, wow.
I get to share my birthday with all the girls around the world. So,
so you're running a workshop at Canterbury University, or University of Kent, so I should say, in Canterbury. Tell me about this.
So it's just an idea that I was really passionate about, and especially for young girls, because I feel like when I was in that position at university, I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know who to ask for advice. And I was quite self-conscious, to be honest. I was quite a little bit of an introvert. But this is so, so special, because it's where I started radio. The amount of support we got so many girls who sent in their entries, and they seem really enthusiastic about learning more about broadcasting, which is such a good thing, because in order to be something, you must definitely do your research and learn about it. And so it's just my way of giving back to the community where I can, and just sharing that light and sharing that knowledge.
And you're also doing an event in London talking about your story. Is that the 24th of April, I believe that one is?
Yeah.
Tell us something about that, because this is an audience with Fee Mac.
Oh my gosh. When I was asked by Charlie J, who organises, she's the founder of The Industry Tea, I was like, oh my gosh, girl, me? I've done nothing. It's such an honour, honestly, to even think that the work that I've done so far is deserving of me talking about it. But I'm very excited about it, just to share like the honest journey of getting to where I am today, and obviously where I want to go, because freelancing and being a radio presenter is not easy. I do feel like it's important that we're honest about that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of volunteering. It's a lot of like taking up two extra jobs just to make ends meet. And yeah, I feel like it's really important just to share that. And also to share like the different communities that are out there for aspiring radio presenters. That's one thing that definitely helped me. Just networking with a group of like-minded people, just staying in connection with them. I really hate the word networking, but
yeah,
it's really saved my life. Meeting, talking to new people and just genuinely getting to know them on a personal basis, not just of, oh, what can we do for each other? But just like, how are you? Like, what do you do? Where do you come from?
In your career journey, which you're going to talk about on the 24th at this event, but you spoke about, you know, university campus radio, then into London with some community stations. How did the jump up to One Extra happen?
Oh my gosh, that was a crazy... It was a crazy time. So I'd been doing the Drive Time show at the local community radio station, Westside, and Radio One had just started their Christmas presenter search. They were looking for like 30 presenters. And I was like, do you know what? Let me just give it a try.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anyone. I didn't share my demo with anyone. I was just like, Fee, just get your thinking brain on. Pick some of the best links you've ever done on community radio, put them together and just hope for the best. And I sent it off and I was just like, well, if I don't get it, it's fine. If I do, that's fantastic. And lo and behold, I got it and I did not expect it at all. So that was literally my entry into the BBC building. I was there for a couple of weeks and asked me to come back to do some residencies. But then unfortunately, there was no space for me there. But I was like, I've been in the BBC building. I need to stay here. And I basically just sent a long email to the head of One Extra, just expressing my desire to be on the network and, you know, sharing my experience and how much of a pillar to the community One Extra is and the culture too. And, you know, the amount of incredible broadcasters they've had on there who are so talented and just phenomenal in what they do. And yeah, they asked me to come back and I would cover shows. So I've covered like more or less every daytime show and every daytime weekend show as well. And then finally in 2022, I got my own show. So Sunday mornings where you can catch me. And yeah, it's just been a great journey. You know, my colleagues are really supportive. If I ever feel like I need advice or I'm a bit stuck, I just send an email to like Trevor. I'm just like, hey, Trev, I need some help. How do I become a better broadcaster? And they're really honest with me as well, which is what I appreciate. I love the One Extra family, man. Really, really, really good people.
It's about that support, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
It's Leon Thomas with Mutt on BBC Radio 1 Extra. This is R&B, man. This is good. Good for the soul as well. We heard some new Audie Moddy Black featuring Victony on Pity This Boy. It's 8:25 in and across the UK. How you doing? Happy Sunday. What's your mood like? Who you with? What are you celebrating today? 0370-412-1111 to give me a cheeky WhatsApp message. And up next, we're going to be celebrating and highlighting Ezra Collective.
This is FeeMac.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Let's talk a bit about your 1 Extra show on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Tell me all about it, because I've been listening in. I just get this absolute feeling that you love the music.
I do. I really do. And like, I could be having the worst day ever or the worst week. Like this last week, found out my laptop's broken, go repair it for £300. But once I'm at radio, I'm just like, oh my God, I love my life. This is what it's all about. The music is great. It just puts me in a good mood. Also, the listeners are fantastic as well. Like there's no show without the listeners. And just interacting with them, it feels like I'm just chatting to my mates. I love One Extra, man. I love everyone there plays an important role. But yeah, the music is definitely one of the best parts for me.
Is that something that you discuss with your producer? I mean, you're packing a lot of songs into that 4 hours. You're on 7 till 11. I got it up on the Sounds app. It's like 63 songs in 4 hours.
I know. And 4 hours is a long shift.
It is long shift. I used to do 4 hour shows and they are, that last hour is a bit of a killer.
Oh my gosh, last hour, I want to go sleep. But we do talk about, with our music team, we're very transparent in terms of like Sunday mornings, we don't want to be playing like all like the rave bangers because people are waking up. So we need to be conscious of that. And it's a slow day, you know, people are just running errands, going to competitions, doing stuff with the kids. And it's just having that friendly like inviting vibe to it. So playing familiar songs that people know, but also new songs that are really, really good quality too. We get to play around with it, which is really fun. And just seeing the text and everyone just seemed like they're having a good time, whether they're riding a bike or on their way to holiday or on a beach somewhere. It's a nice vibe.
You've got to think about that on a Sunday morning, haven't you? You know, it's a slightly slower pace of day. But you were picking up on things that had happened. Angie Stone had sadly died.
Yes, unfortunately.
The Brits had been the night before. So you were picking up on some people like Ezra Collective who had won a Brit and stuff like that. So some of these changes must be fluid for you to put those last minute things in.
Yeah, I have a really good communication with my producer, Rodri. And so throughout the week, we talk about what we want to implement in the show. But, you know, for example, like Angie Stone, unfortunately passing away, there's things that happen like 24 hours or a couple hours before the show starts. So that time where we're prepping in the morning, that's where I can share that with him, or we can just make the adjustments that we need and just slot those pieces in where we feel like is necessary and makes a lot of sense. That transparency and that communication is really important, and being able to be open-minded with things as well. That's really important too.
What one piece of advice would you give to a woman listening to this who wants to get into the industry?
Feel the fear and do it anyway. I don't know where I heard that quote, but it's literally been my quote for everything. It's going to be scary. It's going to be embarrassing putting out your content in the world, because listening back to your voice can be a bit cringy. However, no one's going to know what you do and the potential and talent that you have if they don't see or hear it. And that's why I'm so hard on just telling people, just push yourself, like promote yourself. That's the only way you'll be seen, and you never know who's watching. I may never be where I am today if I hadn't uploaded that one show that the station manager saw, invited me, and just that journey. So yeah, just go for it, man. Just do it. And if you fail, so what? Try again. And there's always something to learn. So feel the fear and do it anyway.
See, it's been great. It's been lovely to talk to you. Where can people find you if they want to find out more about you?
You can find me everywhere.
She's everywhere. She's omnipresent.
I'm absolutely everywhere. They're telling me I've got to make content, so I'm on everything. Instagram, TikTok, what else is there? X is at FEE_MAK.
A big thank you to FEMAC. You can catch Fee every Sunday morning, 7 till 11 a.m. on Radio 1 Extra. Our Birmingham Social is happening tomorrow, 6th of March, and it's a celebration for International Women's Day with a discussion panel and special guests. To find out more and book your ticket, go to radioacademy.org/events/Birmingham Social. Next week's podcast will be coming from that event and will feature the panel celebrating women in audio. If you go to radioacademy.org/training, you can find all the details of our next Foot in the Door event at Queen's University Belfast on the 19th of March, where there'll be training workshops, fantastic guest speakers, and speed networking along with the social afterwards. Don't forget to share this podcast on your socials and with your colleagues, and like and subscribe wherever you get your pods. It all helps, and we really appreciate it. I'll see you next week. Thank you.